Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 29th of July, and I'm recording at, oh my goodness, a late 11 p.m. British Summer Time, and apologies for this late broadcast. Now, today, well, it's mostly about the sanctions. More on that in a moment. But first, let's start with the Asia-Pacific region, which is not affected by the sanctions. And there we had a steady performance. A number of the markets were closed in here today, but where they were open, closed for holiday, where they were open, Australia up near the higher side of its recovery range, and gaining a small percentage here today, under a quarter of a percent, but steady. Japan, pushing ahead again, up over half a percent on the Nikkei 225 index. And the only eyebrow raiser here on Japan, I think the important performance has been impressive, and it's very much in line with my view that we are very much in the latter stages for the Nikkei of this very lengthy reaction and consolidation phase in response to last year's strong gains and some short-term uncertainties and doubts over Japan's economic policy. But the monetary spigots are open and will remain open, and that's the big driver here in Japan, and that has helped the economy to recover somewhat. So again, I continue to like this market, but the TSE2 index, that's the second section which leads in both directions, as I mention every time I mention it, that is overextended on the upside here in the short term. But talk about completing a consolidation, that's already broken to new recovery highs, did that last week. Now, elsewhere, China, well, this is impressive, looks more like an emerging bull market every single day, and the Shanghai Composite Index was only up a quarter of a point today, but that's on top of that very big, nearly 2.5% gain that it saw yesterday. So it's been up every day here recently. Shenzhen Composite up just over 1%. And let's see, of the markets that were open, Taiwan eased a tiny bit. South Korea is steady. It's in a very big trading range, multi-year trading range, but it's beginning to push up out of that range. And when it's done that in the past, it's gone on and scored quite significant gains. Now, its valuations are not cheap, so the yield's lowish for that index, not that much above 1%, and the P/E ratio, star P/E ratio, is about 20. But the pattern's impressive here, and I certainly respect that, as you will know. We had India was closed here today. And let's see, what was open in some of the smaller markets there? Looks like, not many. New Zealand, slightly down on the day. But Thailand closed. Indonesia closed. Okay, let's look on to the European markets. They were steadier here today, despite the sanctions. Top gainer here is the MIB market. That's Italy, up 0.7% overall. But these are still pretty much in ranging phases. The very strong European markets, led by the Scandinavian indices, where I posted charts of those yesterday. And talked about them, in Denmark, Finland, Norway, Sweden, and Iceland, all really quite I'm quite steady overall. But this is where sanctions may well hold up progress. The Europeans upped the sanctions, and it's not insignificant. They're certainly not as tough as they could be, but you remember, 28 countries had to vote on this and agree, and they were certainly not going to hit Gazprom and cut off the oil and gas really that are flowing to them from Russia. But they're not insignificant here, and frankly, the sanctions that Europe has introduced would have been unthinkable without the MH17 massacre. And even last week, I think that people would have been surprised to see the level of sanctions that they have introduced, and I think it's necessary under the circumstances. But my main job here is to talk about the investment perspective of that. And remember, as you know, the market's a voting machine in the short to medium term. And so people are going to look at those sanctions, and the U.S. incidentally also upped their sanctions. So they'll look at those and they'll say, well, I don't need to have more exposure in the Western markets while these sanctions are imposed, because it creates an uncertainty which markets generally don't like. In other words, how will Russia actually respond to all this? And we know that the sanctions are also a bit of an economic headwind for the European economies. So also we don't know for sure how Putin will respond, but my guess is that he will do so with a little bit of belligerence here. He may impose his own sanctions, and he's talked about that or leaked rumors to that effect, talking about the U.S. chicken products exports to Russia, which are apparently quite high, and also the European fruit exports to Russia. But Putin's in a bit of a corner on all this, and so we may see bluster, a little bit more aggression in Ukraine. I hope not, but that I'm trying to read the psychology of the man. And he also may want to continue to show strength to maintain his support within Russia if the polls are correct. And I don't assume that that's entirely correct. But it's a tricky situation for him. It really could be a slow form of strangulation here. The sanctions are due to run 12 months. They will review them in October. But according to what I've read on this, and I'll be posting a good deal on it shortly, that they will not be removing the sanctions without the approval of all 28 countries. So this is going to last a while. And the U.S., I mentioned a moment ago that the U.S. had upped their sanctions, and that affected the market here later in the day. The U.S. stock market had been firm pre-market and early in the trading session, well, right through midday. It had been firm, but up near those psychological resistance levels, you know, that 4,000 level for the NASDAQ and the S&P, not far below that 2,000 level, and the Dow, that 17,000 level. So a lot of round numbers here to be concerned about in the short term. I think I've mentioned this in the past, but those big round numbers are target areas, and once they get there, the fact that they were widespread targets, then people say, okay, we reached it, now what? And just that very process can slow up the demand that was pushing the market higher, cause a little bit of reassessment. But we do still have those short-term overbought conditions on Wall Street. And an index I don't look at every day, but I'm glad I looked at it today. The transports index for the US, that's been it was quite overbought and overextended. You would have seen it when I last posted it a few days ago, but it's been weak in the last couple of days. Still well above the 200-day moving averages, but from an overextended position, and it's fallen more sharply than the Dow or the S&P or the Nasdaq in here. So, again, sanctions against introduces a negative factor here. However, the Fed money supply is still positive. Janet Yellen talking about keeping those short-term interest rates lower, but the QE, that's now down to $25 billion a month. It's still a big chunk, but down from $35 million for July, and there will be further cuts as we go ahead. So, transition. We can see the end of this ultra accommodative period for the U.S. market. Then the sanctions, again, to repeat that point, being introduced. A little more to perhaps concern investors in the short term, which is why I think that Asia broadly will continue to outperform. Okay, what about long-dated government bond yields? Well, they stayed lowish, down around that 2.45 level for the U.S. 10-year. Elsewhere, precious metals, well, they rallied early in the day, but then gave up those gains. Not down a whole lot in here, but we've got silver at 2061, a little bit oversold in the short term. Gold back under the 13,000 level. It's at 1299 as I speak, and platinum, which had a reasonably good day yesterday, but it eased back here today, down $8 at 1482 and change. Industrial metals a little easier in here as well. Most commodities are weaker in here today, and the U.S. grain and bean complex. It's been quietly steady recently. Well, better than that in terms of soybeans. Soybeans have been quite firm at rallying, but they're down 10 cents today, and wheat is down considerably more in percentage terms. Corn also down. So I didn't check it. I didn't see any news on that, but I assume that they either had some rain, which was certainly needed. Or it is forecast to be imminent. And on that note, oil prices also a bit lower in here today as well. So on that note, it's going to be interesting. All the very best to all of you.